This is Sylvester of Riverside, California. I'm just blessed to be on the call with so many brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is edifying, and well, for me, the Word of God is my life. Because of what I do, as far as ministry is concerned, I see every day the great trials and tribulations, how our country is being transformed from not a perfect country or society by any means, but we were softer and gentler once upon a time. My parents and my parents' parents that I knew could leave their front doors open, and this time of the year was always a little more holier, a little more lighter. People would look in each other's eyes and would go out of the way to say, you know, good morning, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Thanksgiving, and I see our country transforming into something that is fast-paced, ugly, dark, sinister. I'm getting emotional as well, but as I study the Word of God, I'm hating more of what God hates and loving more what God loves, and I'm starting to see why He has to shorten the time of His return, because we cannot continue along this path, because God said the very elect will barely be saved if He does not shorten the time of His return. And I pray that the saints, even on this call, would really take and including myself, you know, continue to self-evaluate our lives, judge ourselves so we don't have to be judged, and making sure that we are doing as much as we possibly can, not church inside the church building, but to our neighbor, to on our left and to our right, the people under our same roof. You know, are we also developing a real intimate relationship with them? You know, does our wife and do our children know that we love God? Do they themselves see our relationship with God? And if we don't save our own household, you know, then the Bible says, you know, we're worse than infidels ourselves. And our household, meaning our family members, you know, even though they might hate us because we make a strong stand for God, that's okay. But they also will also give you an extra 5 minutes to hear your madness if you start off with just saying, I want to come to you and just let you know that I love you and I'm praying for you. And if there's any time you ever need me to touch God or touch heaven for you in your behalf, I'm here. And that is, I believe, the clarion call for these last of the last days, is that the real saints of God stand up and be what God called us to be, and that's snatching people from the fire. In Jesus' name.
Amen.